KR friends. So today we are reading a story to you because we did a bunch of books about space, didn't we? And it feels like if you're going to do a couple, you might as well have some fun with it. And I found one that I thought, oh, that would be really fun to read. And so we're going to read it. It's called There Was a Black Hole That Swallowed the Universe. What? Yes, that's right. Today's story has words by Chris Ferry and the pictures are by Susan Vittori. And we're going to learn about this black hole that swallowed the universe. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
me.
Are you a kitty? Are you a sweet kitty? I think so. I love sweet kitties who cuddle and are gentle and kind. So, come here, sweet cuddly kitty, and listen to the story that I have for you today. Are you ready? Here we go. There was a black hole that swallowed the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh well, it couldn't get worse. And in the picture we can see this black hole and he's got his tongue out. And nom 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 nom, a universe delicious. There was a black hole that swallowed a galaxy. It left quite a cavity after swallowing that galaxy. And in the picture, jump! We can see him doing his job. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh well, it couldn't get worse. Have you ever heard the phrase, famous last words? Yeah? Okay. That usually means it's about to get worse. There was a black hole that swallowed a star. It couldn't get far, that bright, shining star. And in the picture, we can see what star it is. It's our star, the sun. Oh, no. It swallowed the star that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. And I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh, well, it couldn't get worse. No. There was a black hole that swallowed a planet. Very organic, this fine-looking planet. That would be ours, right? Because we are an organic planet. We have organisms living on us. The only planet that has organisms living on us. It swallowed the planets that orbited stars. It swallowed the stars that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh well, it couldn't get worse. Oh no. There was a black hole that swallowed a cell. It might get unwell after swallowing a cell. And in the picture, whoa, there's tons of different cells that this black hole is swallowing. Hey, I'm just curious as to what it's going to take to fill this guy up. You know? It swallowed the cells that gave life to the planets. It swallowed the planets that orbited the stars. It swallowed the stars that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh well, it couldn't get worse. Oh my friends. Here we go. There was a black hole that swallowed a molecule. It thought it was fuel. A big molecule. Do you know what molecules are? Yeah, hold on. It swallowed the molecules that fed the cells. It swallowed the cells that gave life to the planets. It swallowed the planets that orbited stars. It swallowed the stars that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh, well, it couldn't get worse.
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh. There was a black hole that swallowed an atom. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Before the whole entire universe is eaten.
There was a black hole that swallowed an atom. It's hard to get at them, those tiny atoms. You know what an atom is?
The smallest.
Yeah, it's tiny. It says it swallowed the atoms that built up the molecules. It swallowed the molecules that fed the cells. It swallowed the cells that gave life to the planets. It swallowed the planets that orbited stars. It swallowed the stars that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled the universe. Oh, and you know, when I say atom, I'm not saying a person's name, Adam, A-D-A-M. No. I'm saying atom. A-T-O-M, as in atomic, atom, okay? Yeah. And I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh, well, it couldn't get worse. Oh, come on. How many more layers of this are there, I wonder? There was a black hole that swallowed a neutron.
What?
It's true. Yeah. A good start to build on, a neutral neutron. It swallowed the neutrons that stabled the atoms. It swallowed the atoms that built up the molecules. It swallowed the molecules that fed the cells. It swallowed the cells that gave life to the planets. It swallowed the planets that gave that orbited stars. It swallowed the stars that lit up the galaxies. It swallowed the galaxies that filled up the universe. I don't know why it swallowed the universe. Oh, well. It couldn't get worse.
Meh.
Oh my goodness, friends. There was a black hole that swallowed a quark. And that's all there was. And now, it's dark. And here are some black hole facts. Did you know that you can't see a black hole because it doesn't reflect light and it's naturally pulling light in with its immense gravity? Did you know that the place beyond which nothing can escape a black hole is called the event horizon? Did you know that the center of the black hole is called the singularity? We might never know what happens there. Did you know that black holes warp space and time around them? And to us, time appears to move much slower near a black hole. Did you know that when two black holes collide, they send out waves of energy that stretch and squish space itself? It's true. Did you know that scientists believe there is a huge black hole at the center of every spiral galaxy, including our own Milky Way? It's true. And that's just so fascinating, isn't it? And so, my friends, I hope that you and your neurons and atoms and molecules and cells enjoyed this story very much. In fact, I hope everyone on the planet does. Everyone in the galaxy. Everyone in the universe. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.